This is Blackout City, my city. A dangerous city where nothing is what it seems to be, and the people here are not who they seem to be. The double cross is not only a game, but the norm. Staying alive is survival. Staying sane is a necessity. What happens when a sworn enemy comes begging for help? What do? Spit in his face and tell him no hard feelings? Or do you swallow all your pride, try to forget the time he set you up to go to prison, put out a hit on you, or even had your friend's wife kidnapped? You help him until he shows a weak spot, then you pounce on him. Tell him no hard feelings? Hell with that. You spit in his eyes and laugh is what you do.
Listen, Doberman, someone is out to get you.
Ah, quit your bitching. No one would dare hurt me. I'm under the protection of Hubert Mathis.
I'm just saying. Okay. You're coming over later. I'll wear those gold silky panties you like to sniff.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely there.
Dennis just left for Nevada. He won't be back for 2 weeks.
Hey, who's there with you? I thought you said he was gone.
There's no one here, Doberman. Your jealousy is getting the best of you.
I hear footsteps behind you.
It's that silly old vision phone you're using. Why do you insist on using old machines and working on yourself when you could just spend...
Streaking the darkness radiantly consumed. Night closes round, and they are lost forever. Or like forgotten lambs, whose dissonant strings give various response to each varying blast, to whose frail frame no second motion brings. One mood or modulation like the last.
Lola! Lola!
Me and Lily are more than friends, sure. I am her employer. She is my fire red-haired secretary, the keeper of my secrets, who helps me when my brain fails to remember things. You see, I take Morphidil. It gives me a face. Not long ago, I was attacked in a bar room and my identity was stolen. No identification card, no face. No face, you go to Goro Island Prison, the meanest jail in the living world. Yeah, there's hell. And then there's Goro Island. Morphidil has bad side effects. Loss of memory, and every time you take it, you get a new face. Lily really liked my new face. She couldn't keep her hands off me. If Mitch, her old man, found out, she wouldn't be married to a college professor anymore. That's okay. I'd take Lily any day.
What the hell?
Oh!
Doberman! What the hell are you doing here?
I actually thought it was Mort, my leg man. He gets all the info I need from the streets. It wouldn't have been the first time Morty caught me and Lily fooling around.
Geez, Smoke. I'm kind of sorry busting in.
You getting into Peeping Tom stuff now?
Well, no. Not on purpose.
Go easy, Joe. I think Doberman is sorry. Something wrong, Doberman? Joe, he's crying. Doberman, sit down.
Lily?
Joe, the man is distraught.
Lily!
What?
Your skirt is open and we can see your garters, kid.
Oh!
What's the big deal, Smoke? I've seen garters before.
I know you have. Lily wasn't wearing any panties.
Oh.
Something must be wrong with you if a perv like you didn't notice.
I got trouble, Smoke.
Why don't you take him to Hubert Mathers?
Mathers don't take care of these kind of problems. He causes them.
Yeah, I guess he's not as good a friend as you thought. What do you want? Hey, what gives? Come on, Doberman. It can't be that bad. Lily.
Yeah, Joe?
Get in here. Doberman's getting everything wet.
What?
Just get in here.
What couldn't wait, Joe? It's almost my lunch. Oh. Joe doesn't understand emotions, Doberman.
What do you mean I don't understand?
Joe! Hush. There, there. Whatever it is, it's not that bad.
It is that bad.
You'll get through it.
Maybe. But I need Smoke's help.
My what?
Joe! Be nice.
Damn it. Okay, okay. This is going to cost you, Doberman.
Oh, I intend to hire you.
2,500 credit chips.
Joe, you know Doberman don't have. Look at that, Joe.
Where did you get that?
I'd rather not say. But I earned it, see?
Yeah. What you had to do to get it worries me. Lily, take the credit chips and check them. Make sure they're legit while Doberman explains why he wants to hire us.
What if they aren't legit?
Then I take Doberman out back and split him three ways to Sunday, leave his bloody body for the garbage men.
He's such a kidder. He really likes me.
Sure thing, Joe.
I'll take the job, Doberman, but you're going to tell me who took my identity.
Hey, I told you. I don't know nothing. I swear to you, Smoke. Look. The place got still, like everyone was frozen. My girl was murdered, Joe. I need you to help me. I saw this mist, and then this ghostly presence behind her. I saw white gloves grip her neck. I remember hearing a voice, a man's voice. He was reciting a poem. Yeah, something like, streaking the darkness radiantly.
What? You talking about Percy Bysshe Shelley?
I don't know. I heard it when Lola was being strangled. A man on the visual phone. He was...
Mutability by Percy Bysshe Shelley. We are as clouds that veil the midnight moon. How restlessly they speed and gleam and quiver, streaking the darkness radiantly. Yet soon night closes round and they are lost forever. Or like forgotten lyres, whose dissonant strings give various response to each varying blast, to whose frail frame no second motion brings one mood or modulation like the last. We rest. A dream has power to poison sleep. We rise. One wandering thought pollutes the day. We feel, conceive, or reason, laugh or weep, embrace fond woe, or cast our cares away. It is the same, for, be it joy or sorrow, the path of its departure still is free. Man's yesterday may ne'er be like his morrow. Naught may endure but mutability.
How did you know that?
Somebody I knew used to quote it all the time. Lily?
Yeah, Joe?
Have Morty meet me and Doberman at the Zion Club. Just do as I say, and lay off the wisecracks.
Okay, okay, you got it.
Blackout City, Ghost in the Mist, Episode 1. Starred Pete Lutz as Joe Smoke, Kiki Sanford as Lily, Carol Stokes as Lola, Victor Aurelius as Doberman, David Schutz II as Mercer. Credit narration by Sharon O. Bloomberg. Blackout City was created by Frank Larnard and Mark Slade. Written and produced by Mark Slade. Edited, mixed, mastered, and directed by Michael L. Stokes. Theme music by Carpenter's Notch. This episode featured the Kevin MacLeod musical composition, Spyglass, along with additional original music by Jude Can Hunt and Michael L. Stokes. Music from Kevin MacLeod and Michael L. Stokes is made available under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 copyright license.